ABC Radio Australia.
A senior Papua New Guinean journalist who was suspended after airing a story critical of government spending on APEC has been reinstated by his employer, the broadcaster MTV, following widespread public backlash, and he's delivered personally a stern warning about interference of media operations. Scott Wade, who's the lay bureau chief for MTV, was suspended last week after airing a story from a New Zealand television station about the PNG government's purchase of 40 luxury Maseratis for APEC. Now, news of his suspension was leaked this past weekend, triggering outrage across PNG and internationally too, with journalists, politicians and viewers all calling for him to be reinstated. His employer, MTV, is PNG's largest TV station and it's owned by the telecommunications company Telecom, which is a state-owned enterprise. Now, Pacific Beat understands the decision to suspend Scott Wade was made by board members. Attempts to get comment the past few days from them have been unsuccessful. But I have spoken with Scott Wade. We caught up a short time ago. I began by talking about his reinstatement.
Yeah, much of it came on the back of public pressure. And I've been, reeling from all that support. And it's been phenomenal. I mean, I didn't really expect any support at all from the public or international academics, journalists, even former military personnel, former police officers, and a whole host of people in various other circles. And I've been very, very humbled by it. And actually, my wife was also calling me a day ago, telling me how humbled she was by all of this. So it's been a very, very interesting week. I was actually preparing for a long, drawn-out battle, but no, it happened quite quickly.
Now, the statement that confirmed your reinstatement came from Sheena Hughes, the acting CEO of MTV. Now, she said that this matter should not in any way be a reflection of MTV management and its board's stance on media freedom. What do you make of that? Because you've come out in your own blog as well, and you seem to clearly say that this has been a case of questions over media freedom and interference, in fact, from the board that oversees MTV.
Yes, I mean, increasingly, not just MTV, but in nearly every other media organization in Papua New Guinea has come under interference, has been interfered with by their boards or with politicians or various other players in society, and they've been plagued by it more or less. And it's a very disturbing trend that we have people who feel that they can just come in and interfere with not just the chief executive, but interfere at the operational level and call for the sacking of journalists and, you know, call for interfere with stories and, you know, telling the management or the heads of news that this story or that story shouldn't run or you should tone it down a bit. And they're doing it with impunity. It's a trend that is very dangerous for a democracy, and it's not something that we should encourage in Papua New Guinea either. I guess it's happened in other Pacific Island countries, and for Papua New Guinea, we have a fairly strong media. We have our problems, and our journalism schools are in such a state that they need funding and training, and we have young journalists coming out and going straight into an environment that is very oppressive from the outside in. So it's that kind of situation that really needs attention and really needs journalists to stand up and say, no, we don't want this to happen.
And so in this particular case where you, the person at the centre of this story, really, have seen that your management has now obviously reinstated you, but there, yeah. I mean, you seem quite critical there of, as you say, the interference, and you're saying it's not just happening at MTV. Do you think that there will be any investigations into what has happened, the involvement, as you say, of the board? And do you think politicians will turn around? You got some support from some quite big heavy hitters within the government and, of course, on the opposition side as well.
Yes, that's also been interesting, because the support came from both the opposition and members of the government. So I guess they are seeing the impact of, the possibility of having a media that is weak And it is of benefit to them as well that the media remains strong and critical. So, yeah, this about an investigation, I don't know, and I don't expect there to be an investigation. But I think the message is already clear to those who have interfered. And the MTV management was indeed put under a lot of pressure, and especially the chief executive was put under a lot of pressure. And it's a sad thing that chief executives should be put under this kind of pressure. They should be allowed to do their jobs and do their jobs without fear or favor. So, yes, that's my view of it.
And what do you make, though, of comments from people like the state-owned enterprise minister, who I spoke with at the weekend, who essentially said that there had been at least no political interference from him and that this was an internal matter for MTV? What do you make of that sort of response?
Well, he's entitled to his own opinion. I mean, I can't say whether he's was wrong or right. I mean, he's a politician. He's a minister of government. He said that he hasn't interfered with it. That's fine. I'll take his explanation for it.
And Scott, when you talk about, obviously, the pressures that the mainstream media are under in PNG, and as you say, across the Pacific as well, we've seen people like yourself, for example, with a really strong social media presence. And that's where you actually got a lot of your support as well, people sharing posts online. People had changed their profile pics to that of yours as well. But you have a really strong presence with a blog as well, and your items that you post do get shared countless times as well. In fact, that's where you went to kind of, give a response in your feedback to talk to the people. We have seen governments, including in PNG, try to clamp down as well on social media. Do you think that is where the future might lie? And obviously, are there still dangers, though, with things like fake news, et cetera, and helping people in PNG know where to verify and fact check, the news that they get on places like social media?
Yeah, that's an interesting question and an interesting subject to get into, because we had an editor's workshop, I think, 2 months ago. And one of the things that I co-facilitated it with Jim LeMay from CNN, a former head of news for CNN. And one of the things that I encouraged journalists to do was to create their own blogs. And because the 21st century audience is demanding that the journalists also share their personal opinions. And it's not like, what we learned in school where, the journalist's opinion doesn't matter. You just present the facts and that's it. These days, people want to know what the journalist thinks about the story that he or she covered. So blogs have been, for me, become an important extension of my reporting as well, because I tell the story of how I did this, how I covered that story, how I went behind the scenes, what did the cameraman think, what did this person do after he spoke to me. Those kinds of stories are very interesting for the audience, and they actually demand it. And the other thing is, in relation to fake news, the issue of fake news has to be countered by professional journalists. A few years ago, people were talking about journalism being a dying trade because of the internet had taken over and attention spans had diminished and all that. I think it's the opposite. I mean, people are demanding more from professional journalists, because they are already seeing the eroding effect of fake news on the internet. And Facebook, Google, Storyful, and all the heavies in the internet world are also realizing that fact. And they're engaging with journalists to counter fake news, because they see the value of real journalism, and they see the effect that fake news can have on their products. And particularly Google is concerned about fake news as well, and Facebook as well.
Look, thanks, Scott. I appreciate you taking the time to share your experience and how things are going. And I guess you're going to be back in the office shortly.
Yeah. I've told them to pick me up at 9, so it should be fun today.